ocean currents, they happen everywhere as we speak and underwater. And even though they happen so much, we don't really realize the true impact ocean currents have on us. They impact everything from the food that we eat, to how we get our products, to even how the weather moves around the world and how the weather is where you live. And even if you might not live on a coastal city, you'll still get impacted by ocean currents due to all these weather patterns. Now, how do all of these ocean currents work, and what causes ocean currents? And how do these big systems of ocean currents, like the global conveyor belt, which we'll get to in a little bit, how do they all work, and how do they all form? Well, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the science of ocean currents, how they work, how they form, and why they are so important to study for scientists. Let's get right into the science and dive underwater. Let's go! So what are ocean currents in the first place? Well, to understand that, we have to break down ocean currents. There are two types of ocean currents, deep ocean currents and surface currents. A current is anything that's moving, and it's a moving fluid, and in this case, it's moving water and moving big rivers of moving water in the middle of the ocean. Now, surface currents happen closer to the surface, and they're mostly what we can see. If you're cruising along the ocean, you might see all these currents or water moving in different directions, in specific directions, and that's what surface currents are. Surface currents are usually caused by disturbances in water, such as wind, and that's the main cause of these, but surface currents can also be caused by different things like volcanic eruptions. But most of the time, they're caused by wind. And that's why studying surface currents are very important, because whatever's on top of the water or floating on the water relies on surface currents. An example of that is ships. Ships that are going and shipping different things, from cars to books to this microphone, everything. And when ships are shipping these things, they get impacted by ocean currents. And that's why there are specific shipping routes that some companies use in order to get their products faster to the destination. And that's all thanks to the studies scientists do on surface currents. Now, since these surface currents are caused by wind, they don't really cause any movement under the water, only on the surface of the water. Now, what goes on all the way down there underwater? Well, that's deep ocean currents. Deep ocean currents can be caused by a variety of things, but the most common is differences in density of water that's caused by differences in temperature and differences in salinity. Salinity is how much salt content there is in water. The more salt there is in water, the higher the density, and the less salt there is in water, the lower the density. Same goes with temperature. The higher the temperature, the less density. Colder the temperature, there's more density. And density is how much molecules and atoms are packed into one specific thing. So if the water is denser, that means there's more stuff crammed into that small area. And that's why density is very important. And this is all caused by differences in densities. You see, when something is less dense, something is more dense, the less dense things seem to go on top of it. And that's because of how density works. And since the lighter things go up and the colder things go down, well, eventually this turns into a cycle. And this is what is called convection currents. Convection currents are currents that move in a circle, and they're usually caused by the warming and cooling of water or differences in salinity or salt. And a great example of that is boiling water in a pot. You can see that the bubbles start going up, they pop, and then they go back down, keep going up, go back down, and it's just an endless cycle. And these convection currents happen deep inside the ocean, meaning that this can impact the flow of the entire ocean. Even some sea creatures like whales and dolphins, they rely on ocean currents in order to do their migrations. And this is all varies based on the location. For example, near the poles of the Earth, the water is much colder, meaning that it's more dense. But in the middle of the ocean or in the Caribbean, where it's warmer, those currents kind of converge and they interlope, and it just makes all these currents that move around the Earth. And it's all due to differences in density and differences in temperature and salinity. Sometimes deep ocean currents can cause by underwater volcanic eruptions and hydrothermal vents, but that's not as common as the density differences, which is one of the main reasons why ocean currents happen. Now, we talked about something called the global conveyor belt in the beginning of this episode. And no, it's not a giant grocery shopping line where you just put your stuff on the counter. It's not a giant conveyor belt, sadly. That would be cool, though. That'd be a very, very long conveyor belt. Well, anyway, the global conveyor belt is a system of ocean currents, system of deep ocean and surface currents that go all around the world. And it's a giant river of water that moves because of these dense differences in densities and differences in salinities. And it goes all around the world. And in fact, 1 cubic foot of water, if we were just to take that, it would take 1,000 years for that to cycle through the entire conveyor belt. That is amazing. And it's just amazing that water can move so much. Oceans just look still, right? They only seem to be moving at shores, but really they're moving everywhere all around the oceans. Now, these global conveyor belts do everything, and it's important to study them because fish go along with them. Even weather patterns go along with them. You see hurricanes and other tropical storms and other storms that form over warm water, they are all due to all these patterns in the currents. And scientists study all these things like El Nino and La Nina. These are different types of ocean currents and how the ocean moves and how the warm water and cool water cycles through the global conveyor belt. It is a lot of science and it's really, really interesting. And they even have satellites that are orbiting around the Earth to measure ocean currents, and many, many different ways that scientists are studying this. And it's so amazing because it has to do with our everyday lives, from storm protection to the food that we eat to fishing and even shipping things, as we talked about before. So it's amazing to see all of this ocean current science happening all around us. All right, before we go, let's review what we learned in this episode. In this episode, we learned that ocean currents can be deep ocean currents or surface currents. And surface currents are caused by wind and other disturbances on the surface of the water. And deep ocean currents are caused by differences in densities that are caused by differences in temperature and differences in salinity, or how much salt there is in the water. It's really important to study all these ocean currents because they impact everything from fishing to the food that we eat to shipping cargo across the oceans to even weather patterns. So it's really important to study all of these, and scientists are actively working on new ways to study these, including satellites, which is amazing. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science is produced and hosted by me, Akshay J. Raman. Our theme song and additional music are by Charan Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question you want answered on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout-out? We'll grab an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact. There you can find a contact form. You can send me your amazing science questions. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be up to date on all the new episodes. Subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science next week. Keep thinking about science!